To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the program is made possible by Upside.com. You know, while the Fed hasn't officially declared that we're in a recession as Washington plays politics, we all know the facts, and it's pretty clear to our wallets that we are getting close to it. We see it at the pump, the grocery store, or even going out on date night costs a lot more, which is why we encourage you to start using Upside. This is a terrific app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With Upside, you don't have to worry about inflation because you'll actually get cash back on every purchase. To get started, just download the free Upside app. Use our special promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, CARRY 25. You'll get 25 cents or more back for every gallon of your first tank of gas. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Then check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. Upside.com doesn't sell your personal information to third parties. They know your information is a vital part of a trusted relationship with you. So give it a try. Let us know what you think. Just download the free Upside app. Use our special promo code CARRY25, and you'll get 25 cents or more back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com if you look under sponsors. My big fear is, well, I have a lot of fears, but one of them is the great outdoors. As regular listeners of this show know, I'll take a hotel anytime over a tent. But our next guest has spent a lot of time outdoors. He's written several books about walking, and the one we're going to talk to him about for our Right Stuff segment today is a book in which he went looking for places that you wouldn't normally think about going. His name is Nick Hunt. He joins us. Nick, welcome to the show. You wrote this book after, I mean, it must have taken a long time because you went all over Europe looking for what exactly?
Well, I went over Europe over the course of a year looking for places that I termed outlandish. And by this, I meant places that didn't seem to they didn't seem to be in the right place climatologically or geologically. So I can explain that because it sounds a bit confusing and a bit abstract. But the first place I went was the Cairngorms Mountains, which are up in the northeast of Scotland. And climatologically, the Cairngorms are considered part of Arctic alpine tundra. So they belong to a different climate classification than the rest of mainland Britain. So for me, going to Scotland was a way of accessing the Arctic, you know, Greenland, Iceland, Canada, Alaska, Siberia. So I thought of it as stepping through a portal that took me a long way from Scotland in time, space, and imagination.
The book is titled Outlandish, as Nick just mentioned, subtitled Walking Europe's Unlikely Landscapes. And that's what this book is. He does four very long walks, some quite dangerous to my reading of it. And he's finding, well, topography and fauna, well, basically settings that you would not ever guess would be in Europe. But along the way, he tells us a lot about how these landscapes came to be. And he goes back, well, millions of years in some cases. You picked four places. You picked, as you just mentioned, the one in Scotland, which was basically like being in the Arctic. But you also did an interesting Poland and Belarus, which you said has the closest thing in Europe to a true jungle, which you don't think that when you think Poland or Belarus. Tell us about that.
So that's the Białowieża Forest, which is an old-growth woodland, you know, really smack bang in the middle of Europe and surrounded by places that have been cultivated and settled for thousands and thousands of years. But Białowieża, for various reasons, has they say it's at least 12,000 years old, and the heart of it has been pretty much untouched for 800 years. So it's, I mean, I say jungle, obviously it's not tropical. It's a temperate oak, lime, hornbeam forest, predominant. These huge oak trees that shoot up kind of 30 meters high, bigger than any oak trees I've seen before.
You know,
and
you
it's
know
really
that
this you island know, of ancient trees. Yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry, too. You note that Steven Spielberg used it as an inspiration for the gateway to Jurassic Park, and you call this Jurassic Park. And you walked through it, and you were watching out for wild things. And I'm talking about the Belarus border control guys, but animals. We just have 2 minutes left, but I want to talk about one other place. You wanted to mention Spain, where you found what?
So in Spain, I found the Wild West. This is the Tabernas Desert in Almeria, southeast of Spain. And it's famous for, it's where Sergio Leone and other directors filmed these spaghetti westerns. So it's a little enclave of Europe. They're kind of stuck in an imagined version of the American frontier of 150 years ago. And also has links to the deserts of North Africa, you know, kind of geologically, but culturally it's really linked to the Wild West, which I just found fascinating and deeply strange.
You said the Clint Eastwood's movie A Fistful of Dollars was filmed in that location. I only have a minute left, and I've got to tell you, because Nick is, it's better I tell you, this book is fascinating. You will learn so much. I mean, Nick isn't just walking around describing a few trees and whether it's a snowy climate or a jungle-like climate. This book will tell you a little about how all those things became what they are, how they are now, and how they're disappearing, although disappearing seems to be something that happens over thousands of years, as he makes clear. The book is called Outlandish, and it's a walking tour of four places that you would not expect to find in Europe. And Nick Hunt is the author. You can find more about it by going to his website, which is NickHuntScrutiny.com. All one word, NickHuntScrutiny.com. Nick, I'm sorry we have such short a period of time, but I really wanted to put a pitch in for this book because I know you're too modest to do it for yourself. But I thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.